Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
The Chris Lamb Coaches Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of the Shocker Volleyball Coaches Show with Chris Lamb on podcast. The Shockers coming off their first conference weekend and won 3-1 at UAB, 3-0 at Memphis to move their season record to 10-4, along with the 2-0 conference start. When we talked last week, one of the things that you had kind of at the top of your list of works in progress, finding scoring, getting more balance and where the scoring was coming from, you hit 344 and 305 in those two matches. So maybe as pleased as you've been with your offensive production?
Yeah, that was a step in the right direction. I got to tell you all that we're still searching. You might have noticed that Sydney Dunning's numbers had kind of come back down to earth a little, and she has a different setter setting her in this current configuration. It's something we need to take a look at. We stuck with it because it was working, but it sure left us thinking the next 4 days of practice need to experiment a little bit, and so we're not really there yet. But the other side of things is when you go into the 6-2. You better find scoring rate in its favor, because you're probably going to lose some ball control. And I actually think that Memphis has got a little more firepower than maybe people thought. UAB does too, but our percentage digs was in the mid 40s. And, you know, I feel like we need to be a 52-53 percentage dig team in our conference. And first weekend out, I haven't broke down the rest of the conference, but that's got to be in the bottom third, and that's a little frustrating. Now, coming away with the victories, let's not lose sight of that, and you know, not getting too critical when you're making a kind of an install or an adjustment switch to the way you're playing, and there's going to be a learning curve there. But that was a little, I got to admit, that wasn't what I was expecting on that end.
You mentioned Sydney Dunning's numbers coming down. In the two matches, she averaged 8.5 and 10 attempts per set. And is that somewhere in the range of where you'd like to have her balance-wise? Her numbers in the first few matches were some of the highest attempts per set that we've seen here in years.
Yeah, but it was the quality of swing. Her and Hannah don't have the same rhythm together that her and Jordan do, and we're going to take a look at that. Hannah's half of the wheel, and it, you know, it was one weekend. But you know, I would like to see the middle next to Sydney have at least two of the, let's say one and a half to 2.5 of those swings on their hand, and that's been one of the things I've claimed all year, Mike. Well, since last spring, I've told people one way to measure us will be tracking our growth in the middle. And this weekend, it didn't exist. I mean, we had been making progress. I didn't even feel like teams were keying on our middles or prepared for our middles. We just didn't have a good weekend there, and it's a little alarming because I know how good Tulsa's been playing, and we're gonna need more than what we brought to the table from this weekend for our next two matches, which is back to back with Tulsa.
Brooklyn Leggett 12 kills in both matches, hit 357, 474. Obviously, it's important to keep her going and balance out that left-right thing.
Right. And, you know, with the other 6-2 addition to that wheel was Mackenzie Jones. I mean, some of her swings are just, you know, highlight reel, spectacular. But there's also a few errors in there. When you just look at the stats, it's you know, there's still room for improvement on the air side, and her getting more physical and confident approaches and swings off of less than perfect sets. But nothing that Mackenzie Jones did would it cause you to think that we shouldn't continue trying to grow that. So there's other ways to do this. There's certainly an option of putting Mackenzie on the left, maybe as the L1 and a 5-1. We're going to attack that starting tomorrow morning. Tomorrow and Wednesday there's going to be a lot of that. But, yeah, so when you say the 6-2 needs to bring scoring rate, Mackenzie certainly did her part there.
And somebody else on the outside that I wanted to ask you about, Emerson Wilford, the senior, and over her career has had some flashes of brilliance, some great matches for you, but the consistency just had never developed, a 155 career hitting percentage. She's hitting 219. She's been 200 or better in 9 of 14 matches. She hit 400 and 316 this last weekend. What's been the key to her starting to find some efficiency?
Well, so before I get to that exact answer, I think of her as the best left front blocker in the league. While not a lot of stuff blocks yet this league, I absolutely trust her over there. And when you're talking about a pass to attacker, put some value in the sort of reception aspect of that job. And, you know, so far, me looking around the league, I may have as good of pair of outside hitters handling the ball as long as it's Emerson in that role. So she brings that to the table. To answer your question, I think you mentioned her 155 career hitting percentage. I mean, a lot of people would ask you, why is she a starter then? How come you haven't replaced her then? Well, there's more to the job than just attacking, and I have to say that out loud, and Emerson knows that I know that, and I need her to know that. But we also think that what we call attack selection around here, I think for the first time she has really taken it seriously. I think it's always been an idea for Emerson. Now I think she has a signature plan for how she would attack, but how she should attack. And she's done the best job in her career at sticking to that flight plan, because that means everything to her, as you know, the numbers would reveal, as you've mentioned. So I'm glad you noticed that, because that has been a sneaky good thing that a lot of people aren't talking about, because it still sort of puts her at average or maybe a little above average. But if you talk about 100 points, you know, in hitting percentage, well, that's better than average, you know, of a climb. So Emerson gets a lot of credit for that.
We will continue with Chris Lamb as we talk Shocker volleyball. We'll be right back.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you. From janitorial services to building repairs, we act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Commitment to savings.
It's all good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to our discussion with head volleyball coach Chris Lamb as we get into another conference weekend, which we'll get to in just a little bit. But talked about several things in that first segment, and you mentioned in passing 6-2. You were back to playing more 6-2 this last weekend with Jordan Heatherly and Hannah Hawkins. And talk a little bit about, you kind of started out thinking that was going to be it. That wasn't working right off the bat, but getting back to that now.
Well, I'm going to use the Memphis match because I just broke some of that stuff down before this podcast. So Jordan ended up at 50% assist percentage, you know. And in our conference, I'm going to tell you that South Florida and Rice will probably be somewhere between 40 and 42. And then the rest of us are going to be hoping to 39, 40. Well, Jordan was at 50. Half the balls she set were a kill. So that's incredible. And Hannah was 44. But I mentioned percentage digs not going well. They were also in a 6-2. They had a kid at 44, but the other setter was all the way down to 27. The problem for Hannah is the set she's not scoring on. There's the occasional unhittable ball, and so the battle for setter two is still happening. Hannah plays better defense than Sarah, but Sarah has a great couple of weeks. So if we stay in a 6-2, there may be a season long battle for who's the hot hand in any given week there. But you know, hey, we had a nice road weekend. Hannah was a big part of that. We got to shore up a few things, but 44, that'll get us home. Now it won't be 44 every night. We know that, but that was a very good sign. Mike, I don't even remember what the question was. We were talking about setting. I mean, I feel like that stat is underrated. People need to keep an eye on that stat. Not every ball a setter sets is also in a positive situation. So when you do have the ball in your hands and you're near the net, it's like what percentage of time do you set the right person, and what percentage of time are you accurate, and is your rhythm on time? So it's a lot going on there, and we still have a little bit of work to do, and it's noticeable in the middle.
Mentioned also in the previous segment, Mackenzie Jones, and when we talked last week, you said this is a talented, athletic young freshman who's going to contribute and play more and more, just a matter of when. Well, she'd played seven sets in the first 12 matches, played all seven over the weekend, and as you said, really had some good moments.
Yeah, I think when you look at her entire stat sheet, you know, it's like okay, it kind of comes back to normal a little bit. Because what you'll remember is spectacular scoring. I mean, if our team had 10 highlight, you know, plays for the ESPN, you know, maybe five of them were Mackenzie, just electric approaches and point scoring, which obviously is just great to know that high-end potential is there. But she deserves the right to have a learning curve like anybody else. Excuse me. And you know, people are also going to start preparing for her, so she's going to have some work to do. But man, just seeing the confidence for her to sort of just be thrown in there and having her go out there and take huge swings at big moments I'm telling you, it's very comforting from where I sit.
Now, you mentioned that the situation in the middle essentially didn't get any better over the weekend. Maddie Wilson hit 571 on 14 attempts at UAB, but then was in negative numbers on 9 attempts at Memphis. And was any of that due to them looking at a video and adjusting, or just match to match not going as well?
That's a great question. Both of our middles had one-on-one in front of the setter all night. That's why I'm saying you can't do my job for very long without consistency sort of becoming important. And that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with, you know, the highs and the lows. And I'll be the first one to tell you when I feel like we're settling in on something. And I felt that way maybe 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. I mean, it's like I felt growth. Things were getting better. And in Maddie's case, because of that darn foot injury, you know, she's finally able to put, you know, a full week of practice together. So obviously, we all deserve that. She and her setters deserve to have more quality time together. But yeah, it was a bit of a head scratcher there. And you know, when we're looking across the net at the better teams, you know, the middles are the ones getting the sets when the passes are really good, or the fast transition stuff when you feel like you got an edge on the defense. And you know, you just gotta, Maddie needs to be, you know, comfortably at 64 or 46% kills and up. I mean, I want her average to be about that in the current position that she's in. If we switch to the 5-1 and she plays the M1 spot, Yeah, I'd drop that number down a little bit. But right now, as an M2 with her speed and talent, you know, I want to see her at 46 and up and consistently hitting in the high 300s and, you know, maybe 4.5 to 5.5 swings a game on average. So that tells you what I think can happen for us and for Maddie. We just got to get it more ironed out.
In the UAB match, the first two sets were really close. You won 26-24, lost 25-23. It did seem like from that point on, and you kind of dominated from there, that at least you were getting the ball in the middle a little more, weren't quite so pin-heavy, and that at least added some variety.
Well, it's a perfect example of the mood swings that happen in tennis with playing sets and volleyball playing sets. I mean, resetting the clock to 0-0. So we had a big lead on UAB to start, and they came roaring back, and it was like, good thing we got that win. Well, they got the second win, and they were playing us neck and neck the whole way. But once we got the third, I'm sorry, we got the game two we got, and then the third set was just, no, they got the second set. But when we got the third set, once we got the lead on that, it was almost like they kind of hung it up. So I know they're better than that. And then the fourth set was sort of just them watching us play volleyball. But that happens in our sport. And so you take that to Memphis, you know, kind of chip on their shoulder kind of team. Couple kids having great preseasons, feeling pretty good about themselves. Well, they also led us off to a pretty big lead, but we allowed them right back in it. And then the second set there was really close. But once we won that, they even went to a different lineup and tried stuff and kind of just gave it away. Not entirely, but I always felt like we were always comfortably in the lead there. And that happens in our sport. So, you know, some teams you feel like you don't realize how powerful you are, Mike, because they're looking up to you. And if the scoreboard says they're playing just as good as you, it makes them feel pretty good about themselves. So, you know, when you're the hunted, as they say often in sports, it's amazing how, you know, if you let up just a little bit, it sure puts a jolt of adrenaline into your opponents. And we'll be dealing that. We'll have our hands full with that with Tulsa coming up here this weekend, because, you know, they've been looking up to us now for a couple of years. And, you know, I think they think this is their year. And we played them in the spring and they got us. And, you know, I'm pretty sure they're feeling like this is it. And so we better be ready. If they push, we need to push back.
And we will have more with Chris Lamb as we talk Shocker volleyball coming up in just a moment.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you. From janitorial services to building repairs, we act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Welcome back to our weekly Shocker Volleyball Coaches Podcast with Chris Lamb. The Shockers 10-4 overall in the year and off to a 2-0 start in the American. Two matches with Tulsa this week, Friday here in Wichita, Sunday in Tulsa. And before we get into an in-depth discussion of Tulsa, the team, what about the schedule? A couple of weeks ago, you had KU on a Tuesday night. Then you traveled like the next day. You traveled last week. Well, some of the things we've been talking about, is this a really good time to maybe have a little extra practice time in your own gym to work on some stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for us, especially given that we're sort of in between systems and still unsure where we should be there, can't get enough of that. We were literally using what little time we had at UAB and at Memphis as not prep for our opponent, but practice for us. And that just shows you when you're still looking in the mirror, when you're still looking at yourself, I have no problem with that. If that's the right thing, you believe in it, where you're at, knock yourself out. I mean, you are the team you should be most concerned with. And then when things look good and you can put some things on ice, then by all means, dive into your opponents. But Tomorrow's going to be about Wichita State. The next 2 days will be about Wichita State and Tulsa. And, you know, we've broken some Tulsa stuff down already. And, you know, we're getting there. But there's still a possibility that you could see a few other. Gracie Morrow's finally healthy. She is the closest to Emerson as a pass to attacker and has usually been several percentage points better than Emerson as a point scorer. So that's certainly worth a look. I said earlier, Mackenzie Jones on the left has got some teeth to that. Jenna Cubbage and Olivia Cohey also are knocking on the door as a left. And then if they can do that, depending on their scoring rate, may allow us to move Sydney Dunning to the two. And if we can move Sydney Dunning to the two, well, that sounds like a demotion. It's actually a promotion because Sydney Dunning's back row attacking is something that we need to get our hands wrapped around here pretty soon. She's talented enough to do it, and I worry that we're leaving points on the table by not growing that more, but we're putting so much time into the systems we're trying that it's been a little bit of a reach. But guess what? Tomorrow morning, we're breaking it out. So I'll let you know how that goes.
And you have, in this conference, you've had opponents twice on the same weekend. A couple of occasions I recall it was in the same place, like you went to Dallas, played SMU twice. So anything with this sort of arrangement here, Friday there, Sunday, that's any advantage or disadvantage in your mind?
Well, I just think I wouldn't vote for it just because of the idea that, you know, Rice is without their setter. So two teams got to play Rice this weekend. Well, what if it was one team got to play him twice? You know, Temple beat them. So, you know, just that kind of seems to rub coaches the wrong way. And I'm not sure why the American Conference, we outsource our scheduling. They literally call it the schedule maker. Like, who is this person? I want to know. And whatever they come up with, we just take what we get. I mean, there isn't a coach in the league that wasn't screaming from the mountaintops when they saw this, and especially how long it took for us to get it. It actually hindered our non-con scheduling, how long we waited for this thing. And then this is what we get. So, you know, now's not the time to complain about it. We'll be bringing that up as a coaching collective in the off season, as we should. But yeah, right now none of the coaches seem to be happy with it, and I don't blame them one bit. And we did it for the COVID. When COVID happened, we were doing it just to save money and keep things simple, and you were just playing at one place twice, and then they'd come to you twice the following year. So we kind of completed that circle, but nobody saw this coming, and yet this is what we got. So I didn't really have much to say about it to anybody because I was going to wait for the off season. But the first one to call me about it was literally Tulsa, saying, "Can you believe this?" And I hadn't seen it yet. And I said, "Really, they're doing it?" And she said, "Yeah." So we will have played Tulsa twice, UAB twice, and Memphis twice long before we play some teams in our league. And I just think that's odd.
And the other situation has been, over the years, you and Tulsa were travel partners. So you played the same two opponents on the same weekend and then flipped. So that's going to be a little different in that, under the old system, you would have a quick chance to scout them against the same teams you just played.
Yeah. So this is all different. I actually think, while 13 is a difficult number to set a schedule for, once you're not committed to a double round robin, it gets inherently easier to do that schedule. But we all think, as coaches, there ought to be some things that are important. We think RPI should matter to the teams at the top, and we should be allowed to play. The good teams should be allowed to play each other to help with RPI, because RPI matters a lot moving forward. Also, our conference allows for some regionalization as well. And I think you can do both. It takes a little bit of work. And maybe every year, every third year, somebody might have to jump on the grenade and have an odd schedule. I'm more than happy to have that be part of our plan. We're just not there currently.
You're listening to Chris Lamb as we talk Shocker volleyball, as the Shockers head into a weekend of two matches with Tulsa, and we will have more right after this.
It's important to spend time with the people you love, and Clear Creek Golf Car has the vehicle to take you there. Whether relaxing by the pool, hanging out at the lake, or cruising around the neighborhood, Clear Creek Golf Car has the most inventory in the Midwest, along with service and parts to help you down the road. Visit any of our locations or our website to find the perfect vehicle for you and your family. The choice is clear, Clear Creek Golf Car.
At Coke, we're proud to call Wichita home and thrilled to support our hometown Shockers on and off the court. Think you have what it takes to join our winning team of more than 3,300 Wichita employees? Careers are currently available across the board to help you take your skills to new levels. Come see what the hype is all about for yourself. Visit CokeCareers.com to learn more. That's KOCHCareers.com.
And welcome back to our Shocker Volleyball Podcast with Head Coach Chris Lamb talking Shocker Volleyball. The Shockers and Tulsa meet twice this weekend. Tulsa 11-3 under third-year head coach Lauren Ramotowski. And you do have a couple of opponents. They beat Arkansas 3-1. You beat them 3-2. They beat Incarnate Word 3-2. You beat them 3-1. Anything helpful in scouting from those?
Well, I haven't watched that yet, any of those matches, but yeah, you can't help but sort of look for common denominators when you're doing this. I just know that they had all their freshmen in there, almost all their freshmen there at the spring, and their transfers were there, and you could tell with their spring team what they were working on. We certainly didn't have that luxury, and given that this weekend we were rolling out different lineups, you can tell that there's a bit of a comfort zone advantage for them, and I knew that, but it is what it is, and we are the ones that are choosing to make adjustments. So yeah, I expect their serve and pass game to be an advantage for them in our match. I've been keeping an eye on the stats, and that's a strength of their team. But I'd like to think we can hold our own in point scoring on the pins. And if our middles can contribute at all, I'll feel like that would be an advantage to ours if we can get to that. But, I mean, I think it sets up for being quite a battle. And, you know, sure, fingers crossed that we can come out on top.
Interesting that you mentioned serve and passes at advantage for them, because I'm looking at the stats. They average 1.45 aces. You're 1.49, but you have more aces than errors. They're averaging over 2.5 errors per set. So where does that advantage go?
Yeah, I love that you're doing the math. Part of it's the eye test. We played them last spring, and I just felt like it was night and day. And we have not been putting the extra time into serving to feel like we're growing it, because we've had other priorities, and we're serving fine, as you mentioned. But there's another stat in there called SARE, where I think they're at 1.4 and their opponents are 0.8 or 0.7, and you know that's my favorite small sample stat in volleyball. It's surprising how telling that stat is. So when you look at that one, you're like, yeah. But when the match is going on, you might have two baseball teams that both have four hits. But you've watched enough baseball to know, yeah, but that pitcher's got a little more to offer, and that's I'm talking about. I feel like we will need to have a good serving night and a good passing night to hold our own there.
And with the turnaround, you go down there. What you kind of look for from a first match when you're playing somebody again that soon?
Well, I mean, hopefully, what was working and what's likely to be. What adjustments would they make, and then what's your counter to that? I mean, that it's, you know, I think of that all the time when I played. It was like, you know, you're in pool play, but then you get into bracket play. You're playing a team you just played 4 hours ago. Well, they got to be thinking of something, and we do too. Well, that there's some of that going on here. So I mean, yeah, there's no doubt that we're not going to let the same things, you know, beat us without some sort of adjustment, and I got to think Tulsa would be doing the exact same thing with us.
Well, again, those match times are 7 o'clock Friday night here at Coke Arena, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon at the Reynolds Center in Tulsa as the Shockers continue in conference play against their closest rival. Thanks for being with us on this week's Chris Lamb podcast. We'll have another one for you next week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.